The dust from the lotus feet of pure devotees gives rise to devotional service. And service to the devotees is itself the supreme perfection and the root of the tender creeper of divine love. With great care I observe holy days like Ekadashi and Janmashtami, for they are the mother of devotion. And with the greatest reverence and love, I choose as my dwelling place the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna. In the company of loving devotees, I will visit all those places where my Lord Gaurasundar traveled and performed his pastimes. My mind always begs to hear the music of the Madanga, and my heart dances in ecstasy whenever I hear the kind of kirtan established by Lord Gaurachandra. I feel supreme bliss when I behold the deity forms of the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and I conquer all worldly illusions by honoring the Lord's prasadam. Every day, Goloka Vrindavan appears in my home when I see Lord Hari being worshipped there. My joy knows no bounds when I see the Ganges, a river of nectar emanating from the Lord's lotus feet. The sight of the tulsi plant soothes my soul, for I know she gives pleasure to Lord Krishna. I feel that my life has been fulfilled when I honor Shak, a green leafy vegetable preparation that is a favorite of Lord Chaitanya's. Whatever Bhaktivinoda obtains that furthers devotional service to Sri Krishna, he accepts every day with the greatest joy. Dayam sada paribhavagnam abhishta doham tirtasparam shiva varinchi nutam sharanyam vrityartiham pranatapala babhavipotam vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. This is a verse we visited earlier from the Srimad Bhagavatam by Karabhajana Muni. And it's a description of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Dayam sada, he's speaking about the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he say there, he's fit to be meditated on continually. There's many places to place the mind and how, and to engage the senses. But to meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord is the only place where one will find complete satisfaction. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashanti Suryaho Divava Chakshara Tatam De Bipraso Vipanyavo Jagru Sasamindate Vishnu Yat Paramam Param. The Rig Veda says that the saintly people in this world, they're walking in this world, but their goal, their aim, is at the lotus feet of the Lord. So they're looking upwards always and thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord. So Dayam Sada means that one can constantly meditate on the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Dayam sada paribhavagnam. Paribhava means the embarrassment of this material world. Because the soul is superior energy. Apareyam etastanyam prakritim vidime param jiva bhuta mahabahoya yedam dharyate jagat. Krishna says, besides this matter, like water, fire, air, ether, etc., there's a superior energy and you're it. You're that superior energy. You're beyond the senses. In the hierarchy, Indriyani prayanya hurindribya param manaha manasastu parabudhir yo bude paratasu saha. Lowest of all is the sense objects, material nature. Above that are the senses. Above the senses is the mind. Above the mind is the intelligence. Above the intelligence, the soul. Above the soul, the super soul. So there's a hierarchy, and paribhava means when the soul becomes falsely identified with the lower nature. We're tatastha shakti, so we can identify with our higher nature, or we can become misidentified with the lower nature. How does that happen? Through chitta vritti. Chitta vritti means the consciousness can become projected into matter. And when we become absorbed in that, then we experience something like a feeling that we are matter. And an example is given that if you go into a movie house and you watch a movie, a film, you see lights and those are, that's energy. And also you hear sound. That's also energy waves. Light and energy waves are coming at you. And then because you identify with them, then you experience different emotions. One minute you're happy, next minute you're sad. And you lose yourself. You think, I'm in this movie. Whatever else was going on before in your life, you forget about it. So the soul becomes absorbed into matter and thinks, I'm going to die, or I'm losing money, my car was just hit, my body is sick, my body's old, my body's young, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm a cat, I'm a dog. These are all misidentification with the external energy, but actually we have nothing to do with it. Krishna says in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that just as air doesn't mix with anything else, it doesn't mix with water, it doesn't mix with earth. You can put it inside, but it'll come right back out. It never quite mixes. It's separate. So similarly, the soul in the Brahman conception, never mixes with matter, never mixes with this body either. But paribhava means when I become absorbed, abhinibheshita means to become absorbed in matter, and therefore identify with it, and I suffer the pangs of material existence. And it's an embarrassing situation because the soul is actually victorious, should be victorious over matter. It shouldn't be held down and be subjected to this idea of birth, death, old age, and disease. But it is, and that's called paribhava, embarrassment, the embarrassment of the soul. But paribhava gyam, gyam means to vanquish. So meditating on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and following his process, it vanquishes the embarrassment of the soul. It brings one naturally and swiftly to the position of pure spiritual realization, paribhava gyam, abhishta doham. And on the positive side, it gives you your heart's desire. What everyone's actually searching for in the way of happiness in this world, like water. Everyone wants a drink of water, but in the mirage, there's no water. I keep looking for it there, but it recedes every time I go for it. So I don't get the water. But with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you actually get the water. Abhishta doha means your thirst is quenched. What your soul actually desires for happiness, it gets fulfilled. Abhishta doham. Deyam sada paribhavagnam abhishta doham. Tirtaspadam shiva varinchi nutam shranyam. Tirtaspadam means that Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet are the sum total of all the holy tirthas. So the acharyas have said that in the Kali Yuga, it may be very difficult for people to move around and go to these holy tirthas like Sri Vrindavan Dham because you can't leave your job even for 5 minutes. Otherwise, you'll be fired and then you'll die. So you can't go to the Dham. He said, no problem. If you bow down to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you get the result of going to all the holy tirthas. Tirthasparam Shiva Varinchi Nutam Sharanyam. And he says, all of the greatest controllers in the world, like Shiva and Brahma, Shiva Varinchi means Shiva Brahma, they worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the implication is, why don't you? If the greatest personalities in this material world worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then why wouldn't you? Shiva Varinchi Nutam Sharanyam Brityartiham. Brittartinam pranata means that those who are servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are well taken care of. The Lord protects his servants. He gives them special mercy. Brittartinam pranata pala. And his lotus feet are a boat. You want to cross over the ocean material existence? You can do it on the boat of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Brittartinam pranata pala babhavdi potam. Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. Karbhajana Muni says, we worship the lotus feet of that Mahaprabhu. So this is from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Karabhajana Muni gives many verses about Kali Yuga. He wasn't in the Kali Yuga, but he was telling what was going to happen in the Kali Yuga and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appear and give special concession and mercy in the Kali Yuga age. Krishnavarnam tusha krishnam sangopangascha parshadam jignai sankatana praya yajanti hi sumedasa. Those who have sumedasa, that means good intelligence, very good intelligence, they engage in sankirtan. They perform the chanting of Hare Krishna. Why? Because in the Kali Yuga, what you get from doing every other kind of sacrifice in all the other ages, meditation for 100,000 years in the Satyu Yuga, what you get by performing yajna, big, huge yajnas, not the little ones we do here where we threw a few grains of popcorn in the fire, but where they come to put millions and millions of dollars worth of ingredients into the fire as a yajna. And it's lined up just perfectly. There are chanters who know the Sanskrit mantras perfectly. They're referees to make sure they didn't miss anything, and they have to go back and do it if they did. And they spend ghee, all kinds of grains, gold, everything in the fire. That was for a different age. We don't have that kind of stuff in this age. We're broke. So you can't offer sacrifice, but the same result can be attained from sankirtan. And it was performed by temple worship. Great temples were erected. This Kali Yuga age, people don't build nice things anymore. They build World Trade Centers and buildings like that. Not very ornate. They used to build big temples in another age. And in that age, there was a really great result from doing temple worship. And in this age, we have all our jewelry we offer the deities. It's plastic. Why? People will steal it if it's not. We have evidence. Even people think it's gold, they'll come and steal it. Prabhupada told us, don't use real stuff, because in Kali Yuga, people just come and take it. That's the problem. Of course, still in some places in India, like in Tirupati. So one man who owns diamond mines, he offered a crown to Balaji, and it was worth about $20 million. $20 million crown, gold with the most precious jewels. Hare Krishna gave that to Balaji. But generally, it's not much. But in the age of Kali Yuga, by performing the process of Samkirtan, you get the same results from doing meditation for hundreds of thousands of years, performing huge sacrifices, spending millions of dollars on grains and other things put into the fire, and temple worship by erecting huge temples and doing gorgeous temple worship. You get the same result from Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Special concession in the Kali Yuga age for everyone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave free space so we can so we can attain perfection very easily. And Karabhajana Muni notices, Kalir Dosha Nidhe Rajan. Actually, this Shukadeva Goswami says, Kalir Dosha Nidhe Janan, Astihiko Mahadguna, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramvajet. Age of Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. There's only faults, except for one good quality, and that is just by chanting Hare Krishna, you can cross over the ocean of material existence and go back home, back to Godhead. So that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought. And it's a kind of special kind of Sankirtan. Maharaj Prataparuja, when he first saw the Kirtan parties coming down to visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they came from Navadvip. Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he moved to Jagannath Puri. Why did he move to Jagannath Puri? Who told him to do that? His mother. Because he went to his mother, he said, what did I do? I took sannyas in a moment of madness. I shouldn't have left you. But now it's done. And she said, you can't come back, otherwise people would criticize you. I couldn't bear that pain. So he said, I'll live wherever you want. And they decided on Jagannath Puri. Because there's a corridor between Navadvip and Jagannath Puri. People come and go from there. You could get news of what Lord Chaitanya's movements were to and from Jagannath Puri and how he was doing. So in that way, the devotees every year would leave Navadvip and come to visit Lord Chaitanya and in Jagannath Puri. And when they came, Maharaj Prataparuja, who was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had not met him yet or met the devotees. So when they were arriving, he stood on a rooftop and he asked Gopinath Acharya to identify all the different devotees because he knew everyone. And as they arrived, he would point out who the devotees were. And first, Prataparuja Maharaj says, who is that most effulgent of all effulgent devotees who's walking in front? And they said, that's Advaita Acharya. It's the incarnation of Mahavishnu. He's appeared, and he's the one who brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this world. And he named all the other devotees. And when they started chanting, Maharaj Prataparuja said, I've never heard any chanting like this before. What kind of singing are they doing? And Gopinath Acharya said, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own creation. It's called Prem Sankirtan. Prem Sankirtan. Not any kind of Sankirtan, but Prem Sankirtan. And later on, this is confirmed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wrapped a wreath of prema around the holy name and then distributed it. So the kind of chanting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has distributed has this special effect. It takes one to the position of the highest goal of life, which is prema pumarto mahan, to attain prema or love for Krishna. Just by chanting, everything's there when it's received through the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Was I going to make a point? I don't know. So we are beginning the second chapter of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And let's hear a little bit about this. What do you think, Dainini? Yeah. Yes. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda. All glories to Mahaprabhu Sri Gaurasundara. All glories to the son of Jagannath Mishra, the Lord of all lords. All glories to the life and soul of Nityananda and Gadadhar. All glories to the shelter of the devotees headed by Advaita Prabhu. All glories to Lord Gauranga, all along with his associates. By hearing the topics of Sri Chaitanya, one attains devotional service to the Lord. Jaya, Jaya, Sri Chaitanya, Jaya, Nityananda. Jaya, Advaita Chandra, Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Brinda. I again offer my obeisances at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya and his devotees. Let the topics of Sri Gaurachandra become manifest on my tongue. All glories to Sri Gaurachandra, the ocean of mercy. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu, the personification of devotional service. Although the truths of the two brothers and their devotees are incomprehensible, they can be realized by the mercy of their lordships. Jaya, Jaya, Sri Chaitanya, Jaya, Nityananda. Jaya, Dvaita, Chandra, Jaya, Gaura, Bhakta, Brinda. The knowledge of personalities like Lord Brahma is enhanced by the mercy of Lord Krishna. This is confirmed in all the scriptures such as the Vedas and the Srimad Bhagavatam. May the Lord, who in the beginning of the creation amplified the potent knowledge of Brahma from within his heart and inspired him with full knowledge of creation of his own self, and who appeared to be generated from the mouth of Brahma, be pleased with me. In the beginning of creation, Lord Brahma was born from the lotus sprouted from the navel of Lord Vishnu. Still he had no power to see anything. When Brahma took full shelter of the Lord, then out of compassion the Lord appeared before him. Then, by the mercy of Krishna, Brahma received transcendental knowledge so that he could understand the various incarnations of the Supreme Lord. Okay, so we'll do it together. Jaya, Jaya, Sri Chaitanya, Jaya, Nityananda, Jaya, Dvaita, Chandra, Jaya, Gaur, Bhakta, Brinda. Yeah, so Brahma is born from a lotus sprouted from the navel of Lord Vishnu. Pushkar was telling me once when he first started doing book distribution in Los Angeles, he stopped this elderly gentleman, African-American gentleman, and he was showing him the Back to Godhead magazine. And the man said, "Let me see that." And he took it and he was looking through it. He said, "So what are you guys talking about? What is this?" And he said, "This, you know, this is about God." He said, "Oh, let me judge this for myself." And so he looks through and he hands it back and he goes, "This stuff's so strange, you got to be telling the truth." Jai, Jaya, Sri Chaitanya, Jaya, Nityananda, Jaya, Dvaita, Chandra, Jaya, Gaur, Bhakta, Brinda. Lord Krishna's incarnations are very difficult to understand. Who has the power to understand them without his mercy? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma concludes that the pastimes of Krishna's incarnations are inconceivable and inaccessible. O Supreme Great One, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Supersoul, Master of all mystic power, your pastimes are taking place continuously in these three worlds, but who can estimate where, how, and when you are employing your spiritual energy and performing these innumerable pastimes? No one can understand the mystery of how your spiritual energy acts. Who has the ability to know why Krishna Chandra incarnates? Still, I am giving whatever reasons are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya taratmanam srajamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of your religion, at that time, I descend myself. Jaya, Jaya, Sri Chaitanya, Jaya, Nityananda, Jaya, Dvaita, Chandra, Jaya, Gaur, Bhakta, Vrinda, Paritranaya, Sadhunam, Vinashaya, Chaduskritam, Dharma, Samstapanartaya, Sambhavami, Yuge, Yuge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium. Whenever there is a decline in religious principles and irreligion becomes prominent day by day, at that time the demigods headed by Brahma pray at the feet of the Lord to protect the sadhus and destroy the miscreants. The Lord then appears in this material world with his associates and paraphernalia in order to reestablish the principles of religion. Dainiti Prabhu.
Krishna just came, you know, only 5,000 years ago, I guess 5,000 years is a long time ago. Does he come up every day?
No, it's answered in the Chaitanya. Anarpita charim chirat karuna yavatirna kalo samarpayutum munuto jvala swabhakti shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipita Sadarya Kandares Spurato Vasa Chinandanaha. So in the very beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's explained, Anarpita Charim Chirat means Krishna thinks like this: I came, but for a very long time, I've not given this very special kind of devotion. When Krishna comes, he teaches everyone, Sarva Dharmam Parityaja, surrender to me, and I'll deliver you. But people don't get it. They don't understand, and not many people surrender. So then he decides to come back. Anarpita Chirim Chirat. He thinks, for a long time, I have not given this very special kind of devotion, which is known only to a very few people in Goloka Vrindavan. And therefore, he descends. And it just happens that it's the time for the Yuga Avatar to come. And so he comes at that time. Usually the Yuga Avatar comes, but he, Swayam Bhagavan, he comes at that time. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahyanya, he's Radha and Krishna combined. So he comes at that particular time. His main intention, however, is not to spread the Yuga Dharma. His main intention is personal. It's to taste the love of Radharani. Because Radharani has so much love and devotion for Krishna that he thinks she enjoys more than I do. Because I'm the object and she's the subject. She's seeing me. What she's feeling when she sees me, that's more than what I get. Therefore, he wants to come and experience what it's like to taste the sweetness, taste his own sweetness. So he comes as a devotee. That's his main purpose. And it just so happens it's the time to spread the Yuga Dharma. So Swayam Bhagavan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, comes himself at that time. Hari. The Lord then appears in this material world with his associates and paraphernalia in order to reestablish the principles of religion. The religious principles for the age of Kali is the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Sri Sachinandanan incarnates to establish this principle. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the Supreme Absolute Truth, Lord Gaura Chandra, incarnates to propagate the chanting of the holy names. O King, in this way people in Dwapara Yuga glorified the Lord of the universe. In Kali Yuga also, people worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by following various regulations of the revealed scriptures. Now kindly hear of this from me. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons, that's all of you, perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Jai Shri Shri Radhamanan Mohanji Ki Jai Gopremanande Haribo. Lord Chaitanya inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names as the essence of all religious principles for the age of Kali. In Kali Yuga, the Lord incarnates with his associates in order to maintain the religious principle of Samkirtan. On the order of the Lord, all his associates took birth in human society. Ananta, Shiva, Brahma, various sages, and the associates of all the Lord's previous incarnations all took birth as great devotees. Only Gaura Krishna knew which associate took birth as which devotee. You just missed it. We just heard it, Kishore. This verse, right when you're walking in. Only Gaura Krishna knew which associate took birth as which devotee. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hari Vog. It's the verse. Adikanda. Chapter 2, verse 30. Hare Krishna. Some took birth in Navadvip, some in Chittagram, some in Radhadesh, some in Orissa, some in Srihat, and some in the West. Although the devotees appeared in different places, they all gathered in Navadvip. Most of the Vaishnavas took birth in Navadvip, and some beloved associates appeared elsewhere. Srivas Pandit, Sri Ram Pandit, and Sri Chandrasekhar are worshipped throughout the three worlds. They, along with Sri Murari Gupta, who cures the living entities of their material disease, all took birth in Sri Hut. Sri Hut Ki! Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Pundarik Vidyaniti, the topmost Vaishnav, Chaitanya Balava and Vasudev Dutto all appeared in Chittagram. Haridas Thakur appeared in the village of Budhan. The Supreme Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared in the village of Ekachakra in Radhadesh. The exalted Hadai Pandit was the king of the Brahmins. He was accepted as the father of Lord Nityananda, who is the original father of all. The ocean of mercy, the giver of devotional service, and the shelter of all Vaishnavas, Sri Nityananda Ram, appeared in Radhadesh. At the time of Nityananda's appearance, all the demigods secretly showered flowers and chanted, Jai, Jai! From that day on, the land of Radha began to prosper, and signs of auspiciousness became visible. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Paramananda Puri, who enjoyed pastimes with the Lord in Nilachala, appeared in Sri Hut. The banks of the Ganges are most sanctified. Why then would a Vaishnav take birth in an impious place? Abai, why would that happen? The Lord appeared on the bank of the Ganges, so why did his associates appear in different places? Out of compassion, Lord Krishna orders his great devotees to appear in places where the Ganges does not flow, where the holy names are not chanted, and where the Pandavas did not visit. Purport. For an elaboration of the meaning of this verse, one can refer to the following verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7:10, 18 through 19, and 1:15. The Supreme Personality of God had said, My dear Prahlad, O most pure, O saintly person, your father has been purified along with 21 forefathers in your family. Because you were born in this family, the entire dynasty has been purified. Whenever and wherever there are peaceful, equipoised devotees who are well behaved and decorated with all good qualities, that place and the dynasties there, even if condemned, are purified. And, O Suta, those great sages who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord can at once sanctify those who come in touch with them, whereas the waters of the Ganges can sanctify only after prolonged use. One requires atonement after visiting those places where Krishna's friends, the Pandavas, did not visit, as such places are not frequented by devotees. The Pandavas are as good as Krishna. Therefore, the people of countries beyond the jurisdiction of their rule were fallen, devoid of devotional service, and absorbed in material sense gratification. In Dwapara Yuga, Lord Krishna sent the Pandavas to various provinces and thus established his bhaktavatsalya, affection for his devotees. Similarly, in Kali Yuga, the magnanimous personality Sri Gaurasundara displayed his extraordinary munificence by sending his own associates to places where even Krishna had not sent the Pandavas. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Chaitanya descended to deliver the entire universe. He has confirmed this with his own words. The Lord had his devotees, who are equal to him, appear at impious places and in impious families in order to deliver everyone. In whatever place or family a Vaishnava appears, people for hundreds of thousands of miles around are delivered. Wherever the Vaishnavas go, that place becomes a sanctified place of pilgrimage. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya had his devotees appear in all different countries. Although the devotees appeared in various places, they all met together in Navadvip. Because the Lord would appear in Navadvip, the devotees all gathered together there. There is no place in the three worlds like Navadvip where Lord Sri Chaitanya appeared. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Knowing that the Lord would appear, Providence arranged all prosperity and opulence in advance. Who can describe the opulences of Navadvip? 100,000 people would take bath at one bathing ghat. By the merciful glance of Saraswati, the goddess of learning, hundreds of thousands of children, youths, and old people were expert in the scriptures. They were all proud of being great scholars. Even a young boy would challenge his teacher. Many people came from various provinces to study in Navadvip because by studying there, one achieved a taste for education. Therefore, no one could count the innumerable students and millions of teachers gathered there. By the merciful glance of Rama, the goddess of fortune, everyone lived happily there, and they wasted their time in mundane activities. The whole universe was devoid of devotion to Krishna and Balaram, and future symptoms of the age of Kali became manifest in the beginning of the age. People's religion consisted of fruitive activities, and they would stay awake through the night chanting prayers to Mangala Chandi, goddess Durga. Some people proudly worshipped Vishahari, the goddess of snakes, and others spent great wealth on idol worship. People squandered money on the marriages of their sons and daughters. In this way, they wasted their human lives. Even the so-called scholars, the Bhattacharyas, Chakravartis, and Mishras, did not know the real purport of the scriptures. And even after teaching the scriptures, the teachers still engaged in such activities. As a result, both the teachers and the students were punished by Yamaraj. They never explained the religious principle for the age, chanting of the holy names of the Lord. They only found faults with others. They never glorified anyone. All the so-called renunciates and ascetics never chanted the names of Hari. Only the most pious people would recite the names of Pundarikaksha and Govinda at the time of taking bath. Even when someone explained the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, they would not mention anything about devotional service to the Lord. Seeing the entire world illusioned by the Lord's external energy in this way, all the devotees felt unlimited distress. They thought, how will these people be delivered? The whole world is simply absorbed in material enjoyment. People will not chant the names of Krishna, even if they are instructed. Rather, they constantly glorify their education and good birth. The great devotees, however, followed their prescribed duties like worshipping Krishna, bathing in the Ganges, and discussing topics of Krishna. They all bestowed their blessings on the people of the world and prayed, O Krishna Chandra, please quickly bestow mercy on these people. Residing in Navadvip at that time was Advaitacharya, the topmost Vaishnav, who is glorified throughout the world. Sri Advaitacharya was the most respected teacher. He was as expert as Lord Shiva in explaining the devotional service of Lord Krishna with knowledge and renunciation. He explained all the scriptures that are found in the three worlds and concluded that devotional service to the lotus feet of Krishna is the essence of all teachings. Sri Advaitacharya would enthusiastically worship Krishna with Tulsi Manjaris and Ganges water. He loudly called for Krishna in spiritual ecstasy. That sound vibration pierced the covering of the universe and was heard in the Vaikuntha planets. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda. On hearing Advaita Prabhu's cries of love, Lord Krishna personally appeared, for he is controlled by the love of his devotees. Therefore, Advaitacharya is the best of all Vaishnavas. There is no comparison to his devotional service in the entire universe. In this way, Advaitacharya resided in Nadia in great distress due to the people's lack of devotion. Everyone in the entire world was engaged in materialistic activities. No one was engaged in worshipping or serving Krishna. Some people worshipped Vashuli, Chandi, or Durga with various ingredients, and some people worshipped the Yakshas with meat and wine. People would constantly dance, sing, and play musical instruments in a great commotion, but they never heard the supremely auspicious names of Krishna. The devotees headed by Advaitacharya were distressed on seeing the people engaged in so-called auspicious activities that were not related to Krishna. By nature, the heart of Advaitacharya was full of compassion, so he mercifully contemplated how to deliver the living entities. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. If my Lord descends, then all these fallen souls would be delivered. My name, Advaita Singha, will be justified when I cause the descent of the beloved Lord of Vaikuntha. I will make the Lord of Vaikuntha appear in this world, and we will dance, chant, and thus deliver the fallen living entities. With this determination, Advaitacharya constantly served the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chandra with fixed mind. Lord Chaitanya repeatedly confirmed that he incarnated due to the desire of Sri Advaita Prabhu. Srivas Pandit resided in Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya enjoyed many pastimes in his house. Srivas Pandit and his three brothers continually chanted the names of Krishna. They would take three baths daily in the Ganga and then worship Lord Krishna. Many other devotees lived incognito in Nadia. By the will of the Lord, Sri Chandrasekhar, Jagadish, Gopinath, Sriman Pandit, Murari Gupta, Sri Garuda Pandit, and Gangadas all took birth before the Lord. If I listed the names of all the devotees, this book would increase in size. So I will mention those names that I know at the appropriate time. All these devotees were engaged in their prescribed duties. They were all magnanimous, and they knew nothing other than the devotional service of Lord Krishna. They all had friendly relationships with each other, although they were unaware of each other's identity. The hearts of these devotees burned on seeing the people of the world devoid of devotion to Lord Vishnu. Because they could not find anyone interested in hearing topics of Lord Krishna, they would engage in kirtan by themselves. They would remain together for a couple hours in the house of Advaita Prabhu and mitigate their distress with topics of Krishna. The devotees felt that the entire world was burning, and they felt sorry because they could not find anyone to speak with. Sri Advaitacharya, along with the other Vaishnavas, tried to preach to the people, but they could not understand anything. In distress, Advaitacharya began to fast, and the Vaishnavas sighed deeply. People did not know why the devotees danced for Krishna or chanted his names. They could not understand who was a Vaishnava or what the purpose of Sankirtan was. People could not understand any of these things because their hearts were filled with desires for wealth and children. All the atheists would laugh at the Vaishnavas. Every evening, Srivas Pandit and his three brothers would loudly chant the names of Hari in their house. On hearing this chanting, the atheists would remark, "What madness! This Brahmin Srivas will ruin this village." The Mohammedan king is very cruel by nature. If he hears about this kirtan, the whole district will suffer. Someone else said, "All drive this Brahmin out of town, break his house, and throw it in the Ganges. If we get rid of this Brahmin, then it will be good for the village. Otherwise, the Yavanas will take over the town." Hearing the atheists speak in this way, the devotees began to cry and chant Krishna's name. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. When Advaita Acharya heard these things, he became as angry as fire. Neglecting whether he was dressed properly, he spoke to all the Vaishnavas. "Listen, Srivas, Gangadas, and Shuklambar, I will make Krishna descend for all to see. He will personally come and deliver one and all by preaching devotional service with your help. If I fail to do this, then I will manifest four arms and take up my disc. I will sever the heads of the atheists, and then it will be confirmed that Krishna is my Lord and I am his servant." In this way, Sri Advaitacharya constantly worshipped the lotus feet of Krishna with great determination. The other devotees also shed tears as they constantly worshipped Krishna with fixed determination. As the devotees wandered through Navadvip, they never heard any topics concerning devotional service. Seeing the people's pathetic condition, some of the devotees wanted to give up their bodies, while other devotees sighed deeply as they called out the name of Krishna and cried, "Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda." The devotees became so unhappy by seeing people's behavior that they lost their desire to eat. As the devotees gave up all material comforts, the Supreme Lord prepared to advent. By the order of the Lord, Sri Nityananda Ram, who is non-different from Ananta, first appeared in Radhadesh. He appeared from the womb of Padmavati in the village of Ekachakra on the auspicious 13th day of the waxing moon in the month of Magh. The Lord, who is the original father of everyone, accepted Hadai Pandit, the king of the Brahmins, as his father. Lord Balaram is an ocean of mercy and the bestower of devotional service. He appeared as Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Invisible to humans, the demigods loudly chanted Jai, Jai, and showered flowers. From that day on, the district of Radhadesh became filled with prosperity. In order to deliver the fallen souls, Nityananda Prabhu accepted the dress of a mendicant and traveled throughout the world. This is the description of Lord Ananta's appearance. Now please hear how Krishna made his appearance. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Sri Jagannath Mishra lived in Navadvip. He was just like Vasudev, and he was expert in following his prescribed duties. He was greatly magnanimous and the best of the Brahmins. Indeed, I can find no comparison to him. All the good qualities of Kashyapa, Dasarath, Vasudev, and Nanda Maharaj were found in the person of Jagannath Mishra. His wife was the most chaste Sachi Devi, the universal mother and personification of devotional service to the Supreme Lord. After all her daughters expired, the most fortunate Vishwaroop appeared as her son. Sri Vishwaroop was as attractive as Cupid personified. His mother and father were jubilant upon seeing him. Vishwaroop was detached from the time of his birth, and he realized the purport of the scriptures in his very early childhood. As the entire world became devoid of devotion to Lord Vishnu, the future symptoms of Kali began to manifest in the beginning of the age. Whenever there is a decline in the practice of religious principles, the Lord incarnates. Knowing that the devotees were in distress, Lord Gaurachandra Mahaprabhu appeared at the bodies of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. As Sri Ananta loudly chanted, Jai, Jai, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi heard this sound vibration as if it were a dream. Both husband and wife manifested brilliant spiritual effulgence, which common people could not perceive. Knowing that the Supreme Lord would appear, personalities like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva came to offer prayers. All these topics are unknown through the Vedas. Of this, there is no doubt. Now please hear with devotion the prayers offered by the demigods headed by Lord Brahma. By hearing these prayers, one's mind becomes attached to Krishna. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda. All glories to Sriman Mahaprabhu, the father of all living entities. All glories to the Supreme Lord who has incarnated to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. All glories to the protector of Vedic principles, saintly persons and Brahmins. All glories to the personification of Tai, which destroys the Da devotees. All glories to the Supreme Lord who possesses a pure spiritual body. All glories to the fully independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the shelter of innumerable universes, yet you have entered the womb of Mother Sachi Devi. Who can understand your supreme will? Creation, maintenance, and annihilation are simply parts of your pastimes. For one who destroys the entire creation simply by his desire, can he not kill Ravana or Kamsa simply by giving an order? Still he appeared in the house of Dasharath and Vasudev in order to kill them. Therefore, my Lord, who can understand the cause of your appearance other than you yourself? By your order, each one of your servants can deliver innumerable universes. Still you incarnate yourself to teach religious principles to all and thus make the earth glorious. O my Lord, in Satya Yuga, you have appeared with a white complexion to preach the principles of austerities by your personal example. You wear a deerskin and carry a danda and water pot, and you wear matted locks of hair. In this way, you incarnate as a brahmachari to reestablish the principles of religion. You appear in Treta Yuga with a beautiful red complexion. Although you are the Lord of sacrifice, you set the example by engaging in the performance of sacrifice. You carry a sacrificial ladle and spoon in your hands and encourage everyone to perform sacrifice. In Dwapara Yuga, you appear with a transcendental blackish complexion that resembles a monsoon cloud. You preach the process of deity worship from house to house. You wear yellow cloth and you are decorated with the mark of Shivats. As a great king, you personally demonstrate the process of deity worship. Purport. The term Maharaj Rupe indicates one who is adorned with items like an umbrella and chamara. In this regard, one may refer to Sridhar Swami's Bhavartha Deepika commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, 11.5.28. You appear in Kali Yuga as a Brahmin with a golden complexion to inaugurate the congregational chanting of the holy names, which is unknown throughout the Vedas. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Therefore, you are the source of innumerable incarnations. Who has the ability to enumerate all of them? In the form of Matsya, you enjoy in the waters of annihilation. In the form of Kurma, you are the shelter of all living entities. In the form of Hayagriva, you save the Vedas by killing the original demons, Madhu and Kaitaba. In the form of Varaha, you deliver the earth. In the form of Nrisimha, you tore apart the demon, Hiranyakashipu. In the wonderful form of Vamanadev, you delivered Bali Maharaj. And in the form of Parashuram, you rid the earth of the Kshatriyas. In the form of Ramachandra, you killed Ravana. And in the form of Balaram, you performed innumerable pastimes. In the form of Buddha, you exhibited compassion. And in the form of Kalki, you destroyed the Mlechas. In the form of Dhanvantari, you delivered nectar to the demigods. And in the form of Hamsa, you spoke on the absolute truth to Brahma and others. In the form of Narada, you carried a veena and sung your glories. In the form of Narada, you carry a veena and sing your glories. In the form of Vyas, you explain the truth about yourself. In the form of Krishna, your unlimited enchanting Gokula pastimes include those of all other incarnations. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. In this incarnation as a devotee, you will invest all your transcendental energies in the performance of kirtan. The whole world will be filled with the sound of Samkirtan, and pure devotional service will be preached from house to house. How can we describe the happiness that this earth planet will enjoy when you dance along with your servants? The mere presence of those who constantly meditate on your lotus feet vanquishes all inauspiciousness. Sankirtani purna hoibe sakala shangshar, ghare ghare hoibe prema bhakti parachar. The whole world will be filled with the sound of Sankirtan. This book was written hundreds of years ago. Now consider that. This verse is saying, the whole world will be filled with the sound of Sankirtan, and pure devotional service will be preached from house to house. This was written shop to shop, door to door. This book was written hundreds of years ago. The pastimes of Sri Gauranga are nicely described in the prayers of the demigods. The whole world will achieve complete happiness by proper glorification of Krishna. Then loving service to the Supreme Lord will be preached in every house. From this, we get an indication that the Lord wants each person to become adept at kirtan and preaching. Only those who worship Lord Hari are real acharyas and preachers of pure devotional service to the Lord. By artificially imitating the worship of Hari, no preaching is successful, because that is not proper behavior. Only those devotees who are well-behaved, free from bad association, engaged in devotional service of Lord Krishna are able to truly preach in every house. Ki kahiba prita virananda prakash tumi nritya koribe milia sharvadash. How can we describe the happiness that this earth planet will enjoy when you dance along with your servants? Jeto mara para padma nitya dhaya kare tansabara prabive amangala hare. The mere presence of those who constantly meditate on your lotus feet vanquishes all inauspiciousness. The mere presence of those who constantly meditate on your lotus feet vanquishes all inauspiciousness. As such persons dance, the touch of their lotus feet destroys all the inauspiciousness of the world. By their glance, the 10 directions are purified. Such are your glories, such is the dancing, and such are your servants, that when they dance, their arms raised, the disturbances in the heavenly planets are destroyed. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Grinda. My dear King, when Krishna's devotees dance in kirtan, they destroy the inauspiciousness of the earth by the touch of their feet, the directions of their glance, and the higher planetary systems by their upraised arms. Can you take a note? This is Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Kanda, chapter 2, text 184. Adi 2184. And give it to Malini, because she's writing a thing about dancing in kirtan. She'll like these verses. O Lord, you will personally appear and perform kirtan with your pure devotees. O Lord, who has the power to describe your glories? You will distribute devotional service to Lord Vishnu that is unknown throughout the Vedas. Purport. O Lord Gaurasundara, you are the non-different golden form of the son of the king of Raja. You will appear in this world along with your associates and enjoy the pastimes of distributing love of God through the process of kirtan. Neither the demigods nor human beings are able to properly describe your glories. The knowledge of the demigods and human beings is mundane. The most beneficial work of distributing pure service to Krishna, which is hidden in the Vedas and not manifest to all, is only possible in your incarnation as Gaura. Shri Damodar Swarup Prabhu has written in his notebook, this is the verse, it was written in his notebook of Damodar Swarup, Anarpita charim shirad karuna yavatirna kalo samarpayutamuto jvalarasam sabhakti shriyam hari purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipita sararadeya kandre spuritu va sachinandana. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. You easily award liberation, but you keep devotional service hidden. We have a desire to attain that devotional service. O Lord, you will freely distribute the treasure of devotional service throughout the world, simply due to your causeless mercy. By the chanting of whose holy names all sacrifices are performed, the Lord has now appeared in Navadvip. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. O Lord, please be merciful to us so that we may have the fortune to see your pastimes. The long-cherished desire of the Ganges will now be fulfilled when you sport in her waters. You, who are seen through the yogi's meditation as Yogeshwara, will now be seen in the village of Navadvip. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances to Sri Navadvip, where the Lord appeared in the house of Sachi Devi and Jagannath. In this way, the demigods headed by Lord Brahma would daily offer prayers in seclusion. The Lord, who is the shelter of all universes, remained in the womb of Sachi Devi until the Falguni Purnima gradually approached. All the auspicious symptoms present throughout unlimited universes appeared together on that full moon night. Thus the Lord simultaneously appeared along with the congregational chanting of the holy names, which he inaugurated on the pretext of a lunar eclipse. Purport. The tradition of chanting the names of Hari for fruitive results during solar and lunar eclipses has been current since time immemorial. Although such chanting of the holy names yields insignificant fruits, Sri Chaitanya Dev coincidentally appeared while everyone was thus engaged. Who has the power to understand the activities of the Lord? By his desire, Rahu covered the moon. When the inhabitants of Navadvip saw the eclipse, they began to chant the auspicious names of Hari. Millions of people went to take bath in the Ganges while chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The whole of Nadia was filled with the sound vibration of the name of Hari. Indeed, the sound vibration filled the entire universe and beyond. Hearing this wonderful vibration, all the devotees remarked, let there be a perpetual eclipse. All the devotees said, from the great happiness that we are feeling today, it can be understood that Krishna must have appeared. As the devotees all went to take bath in the Ganges, the vibration of the name of Hari was continually heard from all directions. Whether one was old, young, woman, pious or impious, everyone was engaged in chanting the name of Hari while observing the eclipse. All one could hear was Hari Bol, Hari Bol. That's the name of Lord Hari, was heard throughout the entire universe. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The demigods showered flowers on all directions, and they played kettle drums as they chanted, Jai, Jai. At that very moment, the life of all living entities, Sri Sachinandan, made his appearance. When the moon was covered by Rahu, when the ocean of the holy names was manifest, when Kali was subdued, and when the flag of victory was raised, at that time the Supreme Lord appeared, and the 14 worlds filled with the sounds of Jai, Jai. The happiness of the people of Nadia daily increased, and their lamentation was vanquished as they saw the moon-like Lord Gauranga. Kettle drums were sounded, hundreds of conch shells were blown, and flutes and horns were played. In this way, Vrindavan Das Thakur sings the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The Lord's beautiful bodily features cannot be perceived, for they outshine the rays of the sun. His broad eyes, which are upturned at the ends, have no comparison. Due to the appearance of Sri Gauranga in this world, the sound vibration of Hari's name spread throughout the universe up to the Brahmalok. The Lord's broad chest is smeared with bright sandalwood pulp and decorated with a flower garland. The Lord's sweet face is as soothing as the full moon, and his long arms stretch to his knees. All the living entities of the world are blessed to see Sri Chaitanya. Some dance, some chant, and some loudly exclaim, Jai, Jai. Kali, however, feels sad and laments. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Chaitanya is the crown on the head of the four Vedas, but sinful and foolish people cannot understand this. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur sings the glories of Sri Chaitanya Chandra and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. As Sri Gaura Chandra appeared, the 10 directions became filled with bliss. The Lord's beauty defeats that of millions of cupids. He laughs upon hearing his holy names chanted. The Lord's face and eyes are most sweet, and his body is decorated with the signs of a king. His lotus feet are marked with a flag and thunderbolt. All his limbs attract the minds of all people. By his advent, all danger is vanquished, and all prosperity is manifested. Accepting Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Jai, Jai, Sri Chaitanya, Jai, Nityananda, Jai, Dvaita Chandra, Jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hearing that Lord Chaitanya is incarnated, all the demigods became overjoyed. They are overwhelmed with ecstasy on seeing the Lord's face, which destroys all misery. Ananta, Brahma, Shiva, and other devotees accept the form of human beings and chant Hari Hari on the pretext of an eclipse. No one, however, can recognize them. The people of Nadia run in the 10 directions while loudly chanting Hari Hari. The demigods and human beings mix together, and the whole of Navadvip is filled with ecstasy. All the demigods come to the courtyard of Sachidevi and offer their obeisances. Due to the darkness of the eclipse, no one can recognize them. Such are the mysterious pastimes of Sri Chaitanya. Some demigods offer prayers. Someone holds an umbrella. Another waves a chamra. Some happily shower flowers. Others dance, and some play musical instruments. Lord Garahari descended along with his devotees, but the atheist did not understand a thing. Accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda, Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Jai, Jai, Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. The demigods play kettle drums and dindim drums, chant the auspicious sounds of Jai, and sing in sweet melodies. The demigods think, today we will see the Lord, who is unknown through the Vedas. Therefore, let us not waste time. In this way, the residents of Amaravati are in ecstasy, and an auspicious commotion arises as they decorate themselves to go to see the Lord. Due to our great fortune, we will see Sri Chaitanya in Navadvip. Being overjoyed on the birth of the Lord of Nadia, the demigods repeatedly embrace and kiss each other without reservation or consideration of whether one is a friend or a stranger. In that joyous condition, They come to Navadvip and hear the sound vibration of Hari's names from all sides. There they taste Gaura's ecstatic emotions and they become overwhelmed as they sing his glories. There in Sachi's house, they see the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga, who resembles millions of moons combined together. In the guise of human beings and on the pretext of the eclipse, they all loudly chant the name of Hari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Gaura Chandra appears along with his energies, but the atheist could not understand a thing. Accepting Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Thus end the English translation of the Gaudiya Bhashya of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chapter 2, entitled The Lord's Appearance. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. What's that?